to give a few words of introduction. That's what draws him to say a few words.
Speak because I knew I was speaking, but the first, around 22 years ago, I had the zechus to know another Talmud Chacham, Rav Shechter, and I had the opportunity to drive him for the first time, around 22 years ago. I was looking forward to for a year. Everyone else was invited to a wedding except for me because I was younger, so I was the only one available from this year to drive him. Thought about it for a long time, prepared everything what I wanted to say and ask him, and then he walked out of the Beis Medrash. And Rabbi Rosner was talking to him. He was asking questions about Tzvachim, I believe. I didn't know what they were talking about. And Rav Shechter said, I have to give a shiur in Brooklyn. Rabbi Rosner said, yeah, but I need to understand Pshat. And he said, but I got to go to Brooklyn. He goes, all right, I'll come with you to Brooklyn. And I didn't get a word in the entire ride. So Rabbi Rosner, this is my revenge. But Baruch Hashem, since then, I've had the zechus to know Rabbi Rosner, to know to Rav Shechter, and especially to spend a lot of time with Rav Asher. Obviously, you're all here today to hear him, not me, or perhaps not even Rabbi Rosner. But I just want to say, a year and a half ago, I sat here, had the zechus for Rabbi to give this year for my father's shloshim, and I mentioned that as a zechus after speaking to all my Rebbe about what's the best way to memorialize my father. Everyone said that to write Svarim, that Svarim written in his honor, is the best way to memorialize it. And had Zechus, just in the last few weeks, or maybe a month or two, that the Sefer Bava Kama came out, that Rebbe wrote, and additionally around, in the last probably 3 months, I believe 7th new Svarim came out, and 3 of those Svarim were dedicated by members of the Beit Shemesh community. So we just wanted to give everyone the opportunity to know that there's no better way to be Marvin's Torah than to help Svarim be written that I learned by thousands or tens of thousands of people. I know for a fact now that I know this is a YU Torah share and it's going to be posted. That Rav Shechter, Rabbi Sobolowski, Rabbi Neuberger, and Rabbi Tversky are all using Rabbi Sefer of Bava Kama this year as they teach in YU. And of course, there's thousands of other people that learn outside of YU, believe it or not. So there's so many opportunities to be Marvin Stower. So if anyone, tonight there's Svarim for sale from Rebbe, you could go to Shai Lesnick, or even if you go to Mark Lesnick, if you don't know Shai, and you could buy Svarim. And of course, there are many other ways to help support the Rebbe's causes. There's people from all over the world that come to Rebbe for help, especially by Yom Tovim. And so if anyone, obviously it's not always easy to contribute a whole sefer, but there's many ways to help support the Torah, to help support the cause of the Rebbe, help support. So feel free to speak to me after the shiur or to Shai, and we'd love to help everyone, you know, contribute their form of tshuva, tefillah tzedakah, at least the tzedakah part, and hopefully for the entire community, ma'avim et eni bo agzera on the community. Without further ado,
Mishnah tells us in Maseches Nedarim that if somebody makes a neder and they're not allowed to get benefit from the entire city, the Gemara Mishnah lists off items that one is not allowed to get benefit from. And one of the items listed are Svarim of the city. Not allowed to get benefit from the Svarim. Ask the Rishonim, ask Rav Avraham Minahara, Nedarim on Daf Memches. But we know the principle is Mitzvos Lav Lehenos Nitnu. Mitzvah is not categorized halachically as benefit, as pleasure. So why shouldn't I be able to get benefit from the svarim of the city? Says Rav Avraham Minahara, Mitzvos Lav Lehenos Nitnu. That principle does not apply to Talmud Torah, to svarim. To lo shayach time of the Mitzvos Lav Lehenos Nitnu, el b'mitzvah shi tluya b'maisa. Sh'adam osa einam eskavim l'dvar hana. There's no hana as part of the definition of the mitzvah. Av a mitzvah's limud, shu inyan siur halei v'yadiyas ha'emes. Ikarat sivui, kedei letzayer ha-emes u-lehis-aneg, v'lehanos b'mada l'sameach l'vavo v'sichlo. As the Pasuk says, b'kutei esher mishar misam chilev, hana is part of the definition of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And that's why in Avel Rachman al-Aslan is not allowed to learn Torah. The Eglay Tal even writes in his famous Hakdama, there are those that think that the highest level of learning Torah is when we learn L'Shem Shemayim, we're not enjoying it, I'm just doing it because Hashem told me to do it. He says, no, the greatest level is when I do it because Hashem told me, but I love it and I enjoy it, and it goes into my bloodstream, it goes in. That's the highest level of Torah. So sometimes one might learn, and one enjoys it and loves it, and sometimes we learn because we have to learn. Whenever anyone hears, reads, studies, as just in the presence of Rav Weiss, it's Bikutei Hashem Asher Mesam Chelev. It's just pure Hana'ah, it's pure Oneg, Sheishem Shamayim Mis'ayiv Al Yadcha. We feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel inspired to learn more, to do more Chesed, to do more Ma'asim Tovim, because the Hana'ah of the Limud, of the Minchas Asher, just comes out in always overflowing onto any of the listeners and any of the readers. So again, it's a tremendous chus that we have for Weiss to share Torah with us. And again, he's always sharing Torah with us and all of the shuls. But Baruch Hashem, Eina Doma Shmia L'Re'ia. And Baruch Hashem, we have this chus tonight to have the Re'ia and to have the Shmia. Rav Weiss.
Pleasure to be here once again, and thank you for Rav Rasner and Seth for their kind words. And as Seth mentioned, my latest Sefer just came out a few days ago, and as I walked in, I saw Rav Rasner already sitting with the Sefer, and I noticed that his notes are towards the end of the Sefer. Did you finish the entire Sefer already, or you start from the back? I don't know. But Baruch Hashem, it's a pleasure and a schus and a privilege to be here once again. Especially bearing in mind that we're in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And we're all looking for schusim. And one of the greatest is Harbot Tzeira. So the privilege to be Marbet Tzeira in these very special days, very significant, very, one might say, fateful days, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it's a pleasure and a schus. So I think this is the fifth year, I was told, and I don't keep notes. I wouldn't remember what I spoke the last 5 years. But I trust the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Chagiga that says, Ein beis medrash b'li chidush b'kol yom. Bavli also says, Ein beis medrash b'li chidush. But Yerushalmi says, b'kol yom. So a real beis medrash, and my kollel, I quote this many times, do we have a chidush every day? That is the definition of a real Beis Medrash. So I trust and hope that tonight probably we'll have some chiddush. So what we will be discussing tonight is Mitzvat Ha'Ta'anit Hatzom B'Yom HaKippurim. As you all know, the mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur, or the prohibition to eat on Yom Kippur, is not mentioned b'loshon achila. All we have is a mitzvah saseh, v'anitem et nashotechem, kol nefesh asher lo te'une v'nichreta. So how do we define this mitzvah, fasting on Yom Kippur? Is it just like any other of the many mitzvahs that prohibit achila v'shtia? Or is it a totally different definition? There's no prohibition on eating or drinking, but rather a mitzvah to say, to be in a state of inui. I don't know the exact translation of inui. Loosely translated, inui is suffering. So we are to be in a state of suffering as a result of lack of food and drinks. And the Oynish is, we also have a prohibition not to achieve what Chazal defined, described as Yisuv Edaita, which would be the opposite of Inui. So are these totally new definitions and concepts? Or maybe eating and drinking on Yom Kippur are also just like other mitzvahs that involve eating and drinking. And the only reason that we have different terminology, different words, inui, is just to let us know that the Shir Achila Yom Kippur is different than Shir Kezayis. All other mitzvahs that deal with eating, whether they're mitzvot asay or mitzvot lo ta'aseh. And just to mention a few of them, there's a mitzvot asay of achilas matzah and moror on Pesach. There's a mitzvot asay to eat the many karbonos that are designated for eating, kodeshim kalam and kodeshi kodeshim. There's a mitzvot asay for kohenim to eat truma. There are many mitzvot asay, the majority of which are not noeg bizman hazeh. But many mitzvot asay involve eating, and many lavim, lo ta'aseh. Kol ha'makalot ha'asurot. The shiur, defining all the other dinam of achila, is a kezayis. Shtia, revias. Yom Kippur has different shiurim. Ekosevis, which is a date, not a kezayis, not an olive, but a date. Not a revias, but rather malolo gumav. Because those are shiurim that Chazal associate with Inui and Yisuv Edaita. But in essence, Isur Achila Dishtin. If we assume that the mitzvah of fasting Yom Kippur is an Isur Achila Dishtin, then we'll have a new definition in the realm of Isurei Achila. So there are three different categories in Isurei Achila. Category number one depends entirely on the Cheftza, only. And the entirety of Isurei Achila Shevatura are either Menachai or Menatzomeach. Menachai, we have all the Minam Atomeim, Chayot Behemot, birds, fish, or sea creatures. Each of these categories, yesh minim torim v'minim tmeim. Hanevela v'atreifa, that are actually minim torim, but they are prohibited. The common denominator of all of these, it's all about the cheftza. Minatzumeach, orla, kilei akerem. Those are isurei achila, all about the cheftza. Chometz v'pesach is a combination of the Cheftza and a certain period of the year. Pesach, you could eat any other foodstuffs besides chumetz. Any other time of the year, you could eat chumetz besides Pesach. So chumetz v'Pesach is a combination of a Cheftza misuyemes and a Zman misuyam. Yom Kippur is category number three. It has nothing to do with the Cheftza. Whatever you eat, whatever you drink, everything is prohibited, everything is also. It has all to do only with the period. This is one day in the year in which one cannot eat, cannot drink anything. But essentially, Yom Kippur is also ba'achila u'bishtia, or maybe not. No. It's a totally different approach and a different definition. It's not also ba'achila u'bishtia. It is a mitzvah liyot me'une, v'yesh isur lehafer et ha'inui. There is a prohibition to the opposite of Inui, which Chazal define as Yesuva Daita. So what I would do right now, I will quote five or four chidushim that we find in Achronim. And each and every one of us will just think, how do we define this chidush? According to one, which of the two different approaches does it make sense? According to which approach is it totally unreasonable? Shalos HaTshuvos Machne Chaim. And the Machne Chaim was one of the later, the younger disciples of the Chassam Sofer. His name was Reb Chaim Sofer. He carried the same family name as the Chassam Sofer, but they were not related. Maybe they were related in a more intimate way than any biological relationship because he was a Talmud of the Sofer. So Reb Chaim Sofer was Av based in a Munkach, and in his Sefer, Shalas Shuvas Mach Nechaim, Chele Gimel Simen Lamed Tes, he writes an amazing Kiddush. And generally, those that are familiar with his teaching, with his Torah, yes, he was a Chach and somewhat of a revolutionary. So Reb Chaim Sofer argues, if a person eats Yom Kippur Lishiurim, and most of us know what Shiurim are, yeah, family members, sometimes people need to eat Lishiurim. So Reb Chaim Sofer argues, if a person eats Lishiurim, but he eats and eats and eats once and again, and after some time he feels fully satisfied, Chayev Koros. But he didn't eat the Kasev Estorcha de Achilles Pras. But at the end of the day, he argues, Kol Nefesh HaShaloysa Una V'Nichaso HaNefesh. So, are you a ma'una? Are you suffering from lack of food or drinks? I mean, you're fully satisfied? Chayev Koros. Reb Chaim Sofer, a brother, his brother was Reb Zussman Sofer, also one of the Gedolim in Hungary, and he wrote a Sefer named Eight Sofer. And he corresponds with his brother, and Reb Zussman writes his older brother, Reb Chaim, I heard this very same Kiddush from our great Rebbe Chaim Sofer. I wonder that you didn't hear it. So, if we trust Reb Chaim Sofer, and we definitely should, this is a Kiddush of Chaim Sofer. It's an amazing Kiddush. So besides what I would argue, if this is true, how come nobody says it till Reb Chaim Sofer? Or the Chaim Sofer? Such an amazing Kiddush. Because the Sugya of Shiurim starts in the Mishnah. And from the Mishnah to the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And to the Rif and the Rambam. And all the Rishonim and all the Poskim and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the Yisakelim. Nobody says this. That in itself is such a powerful argument. How could this be? Because they all dealt with the Sugya of Shiurim. For a Chodesh Yesh V'Sekom. So how come nobody says it? One could still argue, because there is no heter to eat lishiurim only for a chol shiyesh b'sekona. And this is something which I feel is important to stress, because I know in our days, a person comes to a rav, I don't feel well, you know, my wife is pregnant, so we all say shiurim, shiurim, as if shiurim would be a heter l'chadchil. Shiurim is an issur d'oraisa. Chot shiurim min ha'Torah. Even the heter of shiurim applies only when there is a suffix b'kuach nefesh. There is no heter to eat lishiurim. And I feel that many people don't know this, aren't aware, and even some rabbonim and many doctors, you know, almost everybody that comes to them, they say, okay, eat lishiurim. Shiurim is an issur d'oraisa. So once a year also, before Yom Kippur, we have a very important kenes of rabbonim that come together, and I give hadrocha regarding some, so we have a panel of doctors in various different specialties, and I stress this every year. Shiurim is not it's not davar shel ma bekach. So one might argue the heter of shiurim anyway only applies to chodesh shvesekon, and therefore the poskim didn't go into this detail because there is not such a big difference. If he needs to eat the shiurim a lot, then that is also mutar. So what would the great difference be? But still, I think such a big Kiddush has got to be somewhere. So according to which of the two different interpretations, is this Kiddush acceptable? And according to which, is it totally unreasonable? So if we define Yom Kippur as an Isser, Achila, Vishtiya, there's a Shir. And if you didn't eat a shir, there could never be chatas and koras. That is what shiurim are all about. And Yom Kippur would be no different than Avela and Treifa, or Lekilei HaKerem, Chometz of Pesach, or any other Macholas Asuris. If you don't eat a shir, then you're not chayav koras. And the only reason the Torah speaks about inui is just to stress the understanding that the Shiurim Kippur is a keseves and not a kezayis. But if it's in Isser Achila, there could never be koras if you don't eat keshiur. But if our approach is Yom Kippur is not a Yisrael Achila, Inui is Etzem HaInyan. That is what it's about. There's a mitzvah that say Liyot Me'une, and there's a Lotas and Chorus Lo LaHaferet HaInui, not to do the opposite of Inui. Then this Chiddush makes sense. If at the end of the day you eat Shiurim on an ongoing basis, and at some stage you feel totally satisfied, then you cannot say you're makayim the mitzvah of Inui. This is the opposite of Inui. This is Yusuf Adaita. So Chayiv Koros. Chasam Sofer, now speaking for himself, not in the words of his Talmidim, there's an amazing Chasam Sofer in Rosh Hashanah Daftet. And the Chasam Sofer writes, He'iru et einayim min ha-shomayim l'chadesh. And whenever a Godlan Achan writes these words, I am perplexed and I don't know. Should that make it harder for me to object or easier for me to object? I don't know. Because on one hand, if a Godel B'Yisrael, on one of the greatest Gedolim, says, Eiru Einayim in Hashemayim, then, you know, you're frightened. How could we say differently? On the other hand, maybe, if so, then Toyda Loi B'Shemayim. You know, a few times in Shas, Chazal say, Ein Eilu Eilu Divrei Nevi'is, and there's a Machlokes in Tosfos, whether Divrei Nevi'is is Legnai or Leshvach. Do Chazal mean to say, this is like a prophet talking, and we cannot object? You cannot voice a different opinion. Or maybe, do they mean to say in a negative way, you're not a prophet, and this is like prophecy, it doesn't make sense. A prophet doesn't have to convince. This is the Kodesh Baruch Hu's word. But a Chochem has to convince. So the Chasam Sofer writes, He'iru einayim min ha-shamayim l'chadesh. But the Chiddush is such an amazing Chiddush, and he says that a person needs to start fasting before Tzeis HaKechovim or the Shkia. Because if the mitzvah is in the entirety of Yom Kippur, Liyot Me'uneh, then you can't eat till the last moment and come into Yom Kippur when your belly is full. Because the first hour or two, you're not Me'uneh, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Anisa Misnaf Shoseichem. So we need to stop eating sometime before Yom Kippur, and then that's some Sofer writes, Ein Mikra Yoytzeh Midei Pshutoi. The Torah says, Va'anisa Misnaf Shoseichem B'Yom HaTshi'i. And Chazal asked the question, V'chi b'tshi'i mis'anim? There's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. Elo! So Chazal say, Kol ha-mis'ane, kol ha-oichel v'shoyse b'tshi'i, ma'la olav ha-kosov ke'ilu v'sane tshi'i v'asiri. But the Chasam Sofer says, Ein nekri yoytzeh midei pshutoi. So yes, ve'enisa misnefshesechem b'yoyim ha-tshi'i. Some of the day. Not all the day, but some of the day. Approaching Yom Kippur, you got to start fasting earlier. And once again, this Chiddush is even more amazing than the first. If this is true, and it's Minat Torah, that shouldn't wait for the Rambam. That should be in the Mishnah. At least in the Braisa, in Gemara. So nobody came up with this marvelous idea till the Chasam Sofer. So I make the Yoytzeh Midei Pshutoi is an argument, but not an overwhelming argument. After all, Chazal asked this very same question, and Chazal say, Kol Oichel V'Shoyseh B'Tshi'i Ma'al Olav HaKosov Kilo Zdal HaTshi'i V'Asiri. But the Chasam Sofer L'Shitosoi. So the quote of Reb Chaim Sofer, in the name of the Chasam Sofer, if a person eats L'Shiurim, but at the end of the day he's fully satisfied, Chayav Koros, because this Chiddush of the Chasam Sofer also doesn't make sense if we're dealing with Macholos Asuris. So there is no Issa Chomes of Pesach when it's not Pesach. How could there be an Issa of Achila B'Yom Kippur when it's not Yom Kippur? But if we're dealing with a totally new definition, it's not an Issa Achila, you have to be Ma'una, then one could argue, if you have to be Ma'una Yom Kippur, then it starts, but say Issa Chomes, not later. Maybe. So I would still say, this is not in Shalas Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. And if this really would be the halachic opinion of the Chasam Sofer, it should be in Shalas Tshuvas. It's in the Chiddush. And in Chidushim sometimes, or Sheshiva, even in Chazal we find L'chadei des HaTalmidim, many times in Shas. L'chadei des HaTalmidim. Why ain't it in Tshuvas Chasam Sofer that this is really a halachic opinion of the Chasam Sofer? And I would guess, maybe Kad have a bad chedatei v'rotze l'chadei des HaTalmidim. Maybe he said these both Chidushim together and that's when Reb Zusman Sofer heard the Chiddush. Maybe, I don't know, but this is definitely not halachic ruling. So you could eat Erev Yom Kippur till the Shkia. Be careful to stop before the Shkia. Don't go after the Shkia. But this is not a psak halacha of the Chasam Sofer. But both these chedishim make sense based on the assumption that what we're dealing with is a new Hagadorah and a new definition. And it would not rewrite to say, Yom HaKippurim Oso B'Achila V'Shtiyah. No. Yom HaKippurim Chayovim Be'inui V'Oso B'Yesu V'Da'ayta. But Chazal teach us that the only Inui that is incumbent upon us is the Inui that is a result of Miniyat Achila V'Shtiyah. Chiddush number three. The son of the Chasam Sofer, the great Chasav Sofer, Tshuva Sorachayim Simalamed Aleph, shared by a contemporary, Sharas Tshuva's Binyan Shloimeh Simen Mem Aleph, and the Binyan Shloimeh was the Shloimeh HaKoyen of Vilna. Since the Vilna Gaon, there was no rabbi of Vilna. And some argue that that was Mishum Kvoido Yisho of Vilna Gaon. I don't know. But the historical fact is there was not one Rav who was Rav in Vilna. There were many Rabbonim, there was a Beis Din, and the Beis Din in Vilna, at a certain period, 150 years ago, was headed by two brothers, Rabbi Tzalal and Rabbi Shloimeh HaKoyen. Rabbi Tzalal was older than his younger brother by 20 years. They were not from the same mother, but they shared the same father. So the Shloimeh HaKoyen and Shalosh Shuvas Binyan Shloimeh Simen Mem Aleph says the same Chiddush. What is it? So they both argue. If a person eats Chotzi Kriseves before Tzeisek Echovim, and then Toich Kedei Achilles Pras, he eats another Chotzi Kriseves, Chayev Kores. Once again, if we're dealing with anything similar to Chometz BePesach, how could a person be Chayev Kores on a Chotzi Shiur? The first half he ate when it wasn't Yom Kippur. But if we say we're dealing with a different concept, one would still say it's a big Chiddush, but it's acceptable. And one could argue the Hashlama of Yesu V'Daita, that is the Issur. And this person was Mashlim Yesu V'Daita Yom Kippur. He didn't eat the entire Shia Yom Kippur. He ate the first Chotzi Kisevis before it was Yom Kippur. But it still is Torcha de Achilles Pras. But if we say Yom Kippurim Asur Ba'achile, then the entire Shia Achille must be Yom Kippur. So what we see, the various Gedolim assumed, and it makes sense to assume so, because after all, the Torah doesn't say lo yoichlu, lo yisoichal, but rather va'anisim es nafshi sein. So all these chedushim are based on an assumption that in Yom Kippur we're dealing with something different, with a different concept and a different definition. Chiddush number four to me is the most shocking or troubling, because it's a bir halach. So the Chasam Sofer, besides being the greatest poisik of his generation, was also a Rosh Hashiva, and many times he says divrei pilpul, not everything is la halach ala mais. Same applies to the Chasav Sofer, the Binyan Shloimeh. But the Mishnah Brura is solus nekiyah. The Mishnah Brura is Napa Achrei Napa. And it's maybe, perhaps, the most important halachic work in the last 100 years. And the Bialocha at the end of Siman Tov Reish Yud Ches writes, and he quotes Binyan Tzion Siman Chof Dalet, and the Mishnah Berurah writes, if a choyle sheyesh b'sakona ate a chotzi kaseves b'yom kippurim, and then the danger passed, he feels well. There's no need for him to keep on eating. And nevertheless, toichede achilles pras, he eats another chotzi kaseves chayev koros. Is that the same as the ksav sofer, or different? I just quoted the ksav sofer 3 minutes ago. If he ate a chotzi kaseves before tzeisek achor, and a chotzi kaseves after tzeisek achor, chayev koros. Mishnah Berurah is a slightly different version. He ate a chotzi kaseves in the context of pikuach nefesh. There is no longer pikuach nefesh. And he ate another chotzi kaseves. Chayev koros. Which of the two chedushim is greater? One could argue lekan or lechan, but I think both are too great. So one could say, the Mishnah Berurah makes more sense, because after all, he ate an entire shir Yom Kippur. True, first chotzi shir was in the context of pikuach nefesh. But why did he go on to eat another chotzi shir when there no longer was any halachic need? So that renders even the first chotzi shir is transformed from heter to iser. But after all, he ate a kaseves Yom Kippur. In the case of the ksav sofer, how could he be machayev him on what he ate before Yom Kippur? On the other hand, in the case of the ksav sofer, the first chotzi shir wasn't a chiyuv, wasn't a mitzvah, but how could you be machayev a person kodesh on what he had to eat lefi halacha? He wasn't entitled to abstain from eating that chotzi shir. He performed the greatest mitzvah in the Torah, and it's a chiyuv gomer lefakeach nafsho. So how could that be part of a chiyuv kodesh? But essentially, both chidushim are one and the same. So if one of the two is Aloha Lamoshe Mesinai, we would have to choose which one do we accept. But none of the two are Aloha Lamoshe Mesinai, and both seem to be far more than we would consider reasonable. So what's the story of the Mishnah Berurah? So I'll tell you a secret, which I uncovered. Maybe many would argue against me. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Binyan Tzion. It's nowhere to be found in Binyan Tzion. The Binyan Tzion speaks about a totally different child. The question the Binyan Tzion talks about is a person that had to eat Yom Kippur, lefakeach nafshoy, his life was in danger, and the doctor said you need to eat. And he ate in the context of pikuach nefesh. And then he feels better. The question of the Binyan Tzion, does he still have a chiyuv d'oraisa to go on fasting? How could you say he has a chiyuv of anisim es nafsho seichem if he ate Yom Kippur in the afternoon and he ate beheter? So does the mitzvah of anisim es nafsho seichem still apply? Would there still be an issue of yisuv adaita when his stomach is full? That's the question of the Binyan Tzion. And the Binyan Tzion definitely concludes that, of course, every shir is a chiyuv koros into itself. So even though you have to eat lefakeach nafshoy, but once the sakona passes, you're just like any other person. So that is a totally different question. He doesn't mention pochas mikishir. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim, had very few sforim. He did not have a big library. And my guess is there weren't many sforim in Radim. So almost always when the Mishnah Berurah quotes Tshuvas of Achroinim, he did not see them. And he quoted from a sefer, Pischei Tshuva, who was an important sefer, one of the Gedolei Litta. He was a Rav in Mir. And he was 20 years older than the Mishnah Berurah, and his Sefer came out earlier. And he wasn't medactic at all with his quotes. So what the Mishneh Berurah quotes mistakenly from the Binyan Tzion, the one that made that mistake, is the Pischei Tshuva al Shulchan Aruch Baruch Chaim Simen Tov Reishit Ches. The famous Pischei Tshuva is on Yoredeya. We don't have Pischei Tshuva in Aruch Chaim. In Aruch Chaim we have Shari Tshuva. But there is a Sefer, Pischei Tshuva. And the Mechaber was a great Talmud Chochem, and he was a Rav in the Mio. So this passage, the Mishneh Berurah quotes from Pischei Tshuva, who mistakenly quotes the Binyan Tzion. But this is a rule. Almost everywhere where the Mishneh Berurah quotes Achroinim Tshuvas, he saw them in the Pischei Tshuva. And some of them are mistakenly quoted, because he quoted them from the Sefer Pischei Tshuva, which is a Choshev Sefer, but it's important to know this, because this is... So the Mishneh Berurah quoted the Binyan Tzion, and I say it's a Plitas Kolmus, Plitas Kolmus. The Mishneh Berurah quoted the Binyan Tzion, and he probably wasn't aware what an amazing and groundbreaking Chiddush this is. And it's, no, totally unreasonable. So I say, in all these four Chiddushim, no. Ha'oichel v'shoyseh v'yoyim kippurim is not chayev unless he eats an entire shiur on Yom Kippur, and only if he eats the entire shiur be'issul. If he ate half of it better, there could be no chiyuv. And basically, my opinion is that the definition of inu b'yom kippurim is also lechol v'lishtos b'yom kippurim. No different than chometz v'pesach, no different than Orla and Avela and Chazir or any other Macholos Asuris. Different Shia. And maybe there are additional halachas that we learn from the concept of Inui. Maybe. Maybe it would affect Achila Gasa Shalo Kederach Achila. Maybe. But essentially, it's an Issa Achila Lishtia. And Minchas Osher and Moyadim, I brought a few rayas to my opinion. Just to mention one of them. Chotz Shiros HaMen HaToyra. That's a sugi in Yom HaDafayin Dalet. And what Chazal deal with is Yom HaKippurim. But what is the source from where we learn Chotz Shiros HaMen HaToyra? Kol Chelev. Chelev is Machalot Asurot. One of the basic klolim in the sugi of Chotzeh Shia is Chatzi Shia Rosa Ben HaTorah. But this rule applies only when there is a lack of Shia. And Shia is a concept of quantity. Chotzi Zayis, Chotzi Revias, Chotzi Grogeres B'Malachas Shabbos. When there is a lack in the essence of the Isser, Chotzeh Shia does not apply. And this is something we learn from the very first Sugya Masechet Shabbos. Ha'oker b'rishus ha'yochid ve'eineno maniach b'shus ha'rabim zoni enesed rabon. And the Rishonim already asked, why isn't there a Chotzeh Shia Rosa Men HaTorah? The Meiri defines, that's not a Chotzeh Shia, it's a Chotzeh Malach. A Chotzi Malach is not a Chotzi Shia. If we want to find an equivalent by Machalot Asurot to a Oiker ve'eineni maniach, that would be somebody that chews Machalot Asurot and he doesn't swallow. He started doing the Iso, but he didn't culminate. He chewed, but then he spit it out. That would not be an Issa D'Urais. That has nothing to do with Chotzi Shia. Chotzeh Shira is when he did a proper achila, but not with the right quantity. There's a lack in Shira. So if we define Yom Kippur essentially as a concept dealing directly with Inui, then Chotzeh Shira would not really be a Chotzeh Shira. There would be a lack in essence, because this does not bring about Yisur V'Dayt. So the fact that Chotzeh Shira Rosa Ben HaTorah we learn from Chelev and it applies to Yom Kippur as well, proves that essentially, in the basic definition, there's no difference between Yom Kippur and Chalev. Besides the fact that Shir Chalev is Kesayis, Shir Yom Kippur is a Kesevis, but they're the same. And that is why Chazal do not differentiate regarding Chutz HaShir between Yom Kippur and Chalev. So we discussed the very essence of Iser Achila L'Shtir B'Yom HaKippur. And when Chazal and Medrash define Mitzvah Sayyoyim, it's not only Achila V'Shtiyah that were prohibited, also Chamishu Inuyim. So Chazal say in Yom Kippur, we are all like angels, detaching ourselves from earthly pleasures. And what we mean to convey to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, look how beautiful your people are. One day, they just somewhat detach themselves from Olam Hazeh, and look how beautiful they are, how great they are. So, we're not to blame. In a way, Rabbeinu Shalom, you are. You planted us in this nasty neighborhood. Olam Hazeh, too much appeal, too much temptation. Let us rise to the heavens and you'll see how beautiful we are and can be. So that is an amazing thought that we find in the Rishonim based on Midrash HaChazal. See, Yom Kippur, we're all like angels because we do not engage Olam Hazeh. All the basic earthly pleasures are prohibited. It's achile, vishtiyah, and anything else Olam Hazeh has to offer. And what do? We're all day in shul, because if you don't need to engage Olam Hazeh, then where are we? We're davening and praying and learning Torah, and we're in shul, so this is really where we want to be, and this is where our neshamas pull us. So Yom Kippur is the day that the Rambam describes as Keitz Mechilas Licha VeKapora LeKol Yisrael. And we embarked on this journey almost 40 days ago, Rosh Chodesh Elul. And those were the 40 days in which Moshe was in the heavens until Yom Kippur, finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel V'Soleach. So on our journey we had different steps. Did I ever tell you the story about the Chofetz Chaim Shtibel and Lodz? Did I ever tell that beautiful story? So this is a story I heard from an old Polish Chosid, an Alexander Chosid. And he said there was one Shtibel and Lodz which the Hasidim called the Chofetz Chaim Shtibel. And it was the only Shtibel in Lodz, probably in Poland, in which they every Erev Rosh Chodesh said Yom Kippur Kodem. What was the story? The Chofetz Chaim happened to be in Lodz. And probably that was before he became world renowned. Probably selling some of his farm, I don't know. And it was Mincha time. So he asked his Gabbai, where do you have a mincha? He said, there's a shtibel right down the road. So Chofetz Chaim came to the shtibel. Chosid goes to the Omed and he shouts out, Ashrei. And the Chofetz Chaim says, it's Erev Rosh Chodesh. So the Chassidim asks, so what? Yom Kippur Kodem. What's that? He asked. Nobody knew in Lodz what's Yom Kippur Kodem. So the Chofetz Chaim says, you know, mishir up the back of your siddur, Erev Rosh Chodesh, we say Yom Kippur Kodem. We don't say it. So the Chofetz Chaim asks, and why not? He says, because the Rebbe doesn't say it. And if the Rebbe doesn't say, Hasidim don't say. That goes without saying. That's one of the most basic axioms. So the Chofetz Chaim says a beautiful mashal, spontaneously. So the Chofetz Chaim tells the Alexander Hasidim Alaj, Em shelecha Moshe l'ma'adav edayim. two people get on the train in Varsha, and two Jews meet each other on the train. Vifu Tayid, you know, where are you going? He says, I'm going to Krakow. He says, wonderful, I'm going to Krakow as well, so we can spend some time. Okay, from Varsha to Krakow is a 4-hour drive. After 10 minutes, the first stop, one of the two Hasidim gets up, stretches out his hand, have a nice trip. Didn't you tell me you're going to Krakow? He said, I am. You seem to be rich. You could afford to buy a ticket from Varsha to Krakow. I don't have that much money. So I get off at every stop and I go to the local shtiebel and, you know, I collect some money to get to the next stop. I hope to be in Krakow by day after tomorrow. So maybe I'll see you there. So the Chofetz Chaim tells the Hasidim, your Rebbe is rich. He's such a big tzaddik. So he gets a ticket every Yom Kippur, Mei Yom HaKippurim Hazeh, Ad Yom HaKippurim Abo Aleinu L'Toivo. But we're poor. We need to get off at every stop, stretch out our hand and ask, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, give us another month. Please, give us another month. And we live from one stop to the other. Ultimately, we'll get to Krakow. So the Rebbe doesn't say, that doesn't mean we don't have to say. So they said, and when they told Alexander the Rebbe the story, so he asked that in that shtiebel, they say in Kippur Kodem every year of the studies. So we embarked on this journey 40 days ago, but we are poor, very poor. So we had various stops along the way. Starting off with the Shchodesh Elul, first stop was the first day of Slichas, and then Erev Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was a major stop. The next one is Shabbos Shuvah, and ultimately we get to this greatest of days. One day in the year, which the Sultan has no say, and this is a day which we wait for, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for. Hopefully. Hopefully to be zeichet to mechila slicha v'kapora to gzeres toivos and a gemar chasim et toivos together with Klal Yisrael. What's the key? And what should be the focus of our avoida approaching Yom Kippur? I think the key is mi yiskel afonecho b'din. In Midas Adin, we have no chance. It is all about escaping Midas Adin and trying to provoke Midas Arachim. Isn't that what Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha did? Bizman shebeis amigdosh kayin v'nechnas lefnai v'lefnim. And he was zeichet gilui shchina. What did he beg for? What did he plead? What did he ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yerotzoin shiyagoylu rachamecho al midoisecho v'tismayig imono b'midas urachem. That is our only hope. Try to invoke, provoke midas urachem. And do whatever we can to escape midas urachem. Because when a Kodesh Baruch Hu activates midas urachem, rachem yishamayim are limitless. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Merachem, he does some very strange things. And nobody could tell him what to do. I say, nobody twists HaKadosh Baruch Hu's arms, not even the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva. Not even the Rambam, as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him. But nobody twists HaKadosh Baruch Hu's arms, and when he wants to be Merachem, his Rachemim are limitless. So there's a Yerushalmi twice, Sanhedrin Dach Mem Tes and Peyed Afei. Strange Yerushalmi. Ein shechacho lefnei kisei kvoidecha. Atu zoiche maase yoylam. Kiviyacho el vishvil Yisuel naso shachacho. Shenemar kisiso kol avoinu. So that's an abstract philosophical question. totally irrelevant. And usually I don't trouble myself with irrelevant philosophical concepts. I'm busier with the philosophy of living. But once upon a time, people liked abstract philosophy. Could a Kodesh Baruch Hu forget? An interesting philosophical dilemma. If he can't forget, is there anything a Kodesh Baruch Hu can do? Saying there is anything a Kodesh Baruch Hu can't do is limiting a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And his power is limitless. If he could forget, isn't forgetfulness a deficiency in itself? So could a Kodesh Baruch Hu forget or not? Abstract philosophy. So the Yerushalmi says, when he wants, he forgets. When does he want? When he loves us. And the Sotan brought too many Averis. And the scale is drastically tipped in the wrong side. So a Kodesh Baruch Hu looks the other way. And the Sotan screams and yells and protests, look here. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu nasa shachachan, he also turns deaf. And he doesn't look that way. Kiviyochol b'shvil Yisroel nasa shachachan. And sometimes, we don't have enough mitzvahs. So the same Yerushalmi, Omer Rabbi Elazar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you don't have enough, I'll give you some of mine. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has enough mitzvahs. And he puts some of his mitzvahs on the scale to tip the scale. Strange. Yes, strange. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Merachem, he does strange things. Because that is what he wants. And nobody tells him what to do. But how do we bring that forth? How do we make that happen? Shabbat Shuvah, we read the Haftorah of Hoshea ben Be'eri. Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha Ki Choshaltu Ba'avonecha. And we ask the Navi, how? What do you suggest? What do you suggest? We're desperate. First of all, bring something. Bring something. Don't come empty-handed. Bring something. Ma'at masim toivim, writes Rashi. And what I say now is so significant because it's Rashi. It's not the Alshech or the Yaris Devash or the Darshonim. It's Rashi. So Rashi says, ma'at masim toivim, imru elav, and talk. Talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's your father. And say, Kol Tiso Ovon, throw away all the Avedis, all of them. V'kach Toiv. Ma'at Masim Toivim Shebiyodi, Kach Biyodcho V'shafteini Achareyem. Say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we brought some Masim Toivim. It's not a lot. So the Yetzer Hara of the Sotan is busy for the past 3 months and he brings tons. Where did he find all these Avedis? I have no idea. Me'ever l'sambation, me'tachat l'hareach choshech. And he brings tons. So the Navi says, have you got something? Ku'amochem devorim. And we come with a little platter like we give him shloichem on us. And we say, ma'at masim toivim, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol tesa oven, disregard everything he brought. Kol tesoron v'kach toiv unishalmo porim sfoseinu, and we'll make up for it. Give us more time. We'll make up for it. And then we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashur lo yoshuenu, al sus lo nerkavod, lo nomar od Eloheinu lamas yodeinu, asher b'cha yirucham yatom. We feel like an orphan. We have no one else to turn to. All we have is you. We have no one else. We thought we're strong, we thought we're powerful, and we made a pact with Ashur. We had horses and chariots. And then we realized there is nothing. We have nothing but a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Asher b'cha yirucham yatom. What happens then? Then a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Erpo mishuvosam. Ohavim nidavo, kishav api mimeli. And Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, afal pi she'einam ru'uyim la'ahavo, esnadayev lo'ohavim benidvas ruchi, kishav api mimeli. I am no longer angry. They touch my heart, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishav api mimeli. Afal pi she'einam ru'uyim la'ahavo, esnadayev lo'ohavim benidvas ruchi, kishav api mimeli. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts our crazy proposition. And he says, show me what you brought. I love it. And I will do as you asked. So what's the key? The key is, Asher b'cho yerucham yosem. The key is Shivan Leiv. And I feel that is why we say every day, L'dovad Hashem Oyriv Yishi, Elu and Yomim Tovim. One of the psukim is Ki Ovi Ve'imi Azavuni V'Hashem Yasfeinu. How do we start Ovinu Malkeinu with the Yomim Neroim? First line, Choton Alefanecho. Second line, Ein Lono Melech Elohoto. All we have in the world is you. We have nothing else and no one else. It's only you, HaKadosh Baruch. There are many kings, but one has never more than one father. It's only you. We have no father and no mother, only you. And that is when Yogoylo Rachamechu on Midoisecho Vitismaig Imohim Bemidos Rachamim. And Rachamim have no limits. No limits. So there's a famous drosh of the Rashash, one of the greatest Mikobolim. Droshas HaRashash Lefnei Atkiyas. And the Rashash gives an amazing Eitzah. And he says a person should do tshuva on something. Something. If you can't promise at all, take something. Something in which you are lacking. It could be in tefillah, it could be in Torah, it could be shmiras einayim, it could be kedusha, it could be ben adam l'chaveroi. Something and do tshuva. And the Maharal writes the same in a siva tshuva. And that is his gula. Does that contradict the Chovos HaLevavos? The Chovos HaLevavos says, person does tshuva on one aveira, and then he comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a toivel v'sheretz biyodei, that's worth nothing. So if there's a contradiction between the Rashash and the Chovos HaLevavos, we've got a problem. I would still argue, Yochid v'Rabim, Malochik v'Rabim. So against the Chovos HaLevavos, we have the Peleyois, the Rashash, and the Maharal. Three against one. But the Chovos HaLevavos was 250 years older than all the others. I don't think there's any contradiction at all. Moshe l'mad David Daima. Reuben and Shimon both took a loan, each one on his own, from the same benefactor, a big tzaddik, a very generous person, and a very wealthy person. Each of them took a $10,000 loan for 1 month. The month is over. Reuven and Shimon both come back, each of them with 100 shekel. First one to enter the room is Reuven. So the malva says, okay, so you came to pay the loan? Reuven says, some of it. How much did you bring? 100 shekel. 100 shekel, are you kidding? It's a $10,000 loan. And Reuven starts breaking out crying and he says, I know. I know. And I did everything within my power. This is what I have. And I apologize. Please give me some more time. And I promise to everything, everything in the world to pay this loan. So if the malva has a heart, and he is not a need, he's a billionaire. To him, $10,000 is not a lot of money. So he will be forthcoming, and he will embrace Reuven and say, I believe you did your best. And I wish you atzlocha. and I hope ultimately you'll pay the loan. He might even say, you know, forget about 50%. Pay 5 instead of 10, maybe. Then Shimon walks into the room, and Reuven and the Malva ask, so how much did you bring? He says, 100 shekel. And he say, $10,000. He says, no. Well, what $10,000? You never gave me more than 100 shekel. This is what I owe you. And be happy that I paid the loan. So how would the Malva respond? He would say, you know, get out of this room with your 100 shekel, and I'll get my money back by hook or by crook. Trust me. That's the difference between Chovis Alvovis and the Rashash. So the Navi says, Kho mochem dvorim, ma'at masem toivim, kach toiv, kol tisa ovan, unishalmu porem sfosein. We're not running away. This is what we've got. Please, give us more time. Give us Yata Dishmeya. Hachzireinu b'tshuva shleim alofonechu. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not running away. This is really what we want. We need your help. We need your help. Hachzireinu b'tshuva shleim alofonechu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no need. He's not lacking anything. And he loves us more than we could ever understand or appreciate or imagine. So he embraces us. The Chovis Halevavos speaks about a person that says, this is what I want to give, and that's it. That is Toivel V'sheretz B'yodei. So the Navi says, Kuh Mochum Devorim. Imru Elov, Kol Tisa Oven, Unishalm Oporim Sfoseinu. We'll try to make up for it. So that is the Skula. When we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'shiver and Lev, and we say, we tried. Maybe we didn't try enough. We will. We're not running away. We need your help. But we come. Lo bechesed ve'lo b'masem bona lefonecho. Chidalim u'choroshim dofaknu l'osach. So the Zohar says in Parshas Bolok, Chelek Dalet Kuf Tzadik Hei, of the 150 prokem that we have in Tehillim, there are 3 intimate ones, personal ones. Tefillah leDavid, Peivav. Tefillah leMoshe, Tzadik. Tefillah leOni, Kiyatov. Tefillah leMoshe has amazing power because Moshe was the greatest individual ever to live. David was the greatest of all Malchi Yisro ever to live. I add on to the Zohar Tefillin of Moshe as all the power of Koyach HaTorah. Because the last Perek in Novi Malachi, Zichru Torahs Moshe Avi. Moshe symbolizes Torah. In a way, it's his Torah. David is described in Novi Ne'im Zmiris Yisor. That's all the Koyach of Tefillin. But Tefillin La'oni taps them both. But Tefillin La'oni Kroiva Le'eskabo. More than Tefillah LaMoshe or Tefillah LaDavid. And the Zohar explains why is that. Because all the Tefillahs go through the Malachim besides Tefillah LaOni. Tefillah LaOni ki yatoif v'lifnei Hashem ishboch sicho. Where an Oni spills out his heart, Kodesh Baruch was right there, listening, with a hand on his shoulders, hugging. And that is why Tefillah LaOni Kroiva LeEskavo Yoisem et Tefillah LaMoshe and Tefillah LaDavid. Because Korev Hashem LeNishberei Lev VeEzdakei Ruach Yoshi. That is the Zgula of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo b'chesed ve'lo b'masem, b'shiver and lev, being fully aware of our shortcomings, and just promising we'll try to make up. We'll try to be better. That is the school. Because then, Yegoylo Rachamecho Amidosecho. V'tisnai Gemoim B'midos Arachamim. And when there is Midos Arachamim, Rachami Shemayim are limitless. So that is what we try to achieve in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, approaching Yom Kippur. So let me wish you all from the depth of my heart. We should only share Besaidus Tavis and together with Kol Beis Yisrael. We should have a wonderful year of Barias Gufa Venahoira Ma'alia, Besaidus Tavis and Yeshua Zenachomis. Mi Yitain, Alavai, we should be Zeichel that this coming year should also be a Shnas Geula V'Yeshua. And we just heard Kol Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah. Bekorav we should hear Kol Shofar Shel Moshiach Tzidkenu. Kinsonei Sarim Tiru Uchizkoy HaShofar Tishma'u. We should hear and see and witness Bias Moshiach Tzidkenu B'meiru V'yomeinu. Amen.
Thank you very much. The Kibbutz Kol is in the back. I just want to remind anyone that tomorrow evening, Harav Ayal Barrett is speaking, Aram in Machon Meir, on the topic of Shiva Yamin, Kol Yom Kippurim. And of course, on Sunday, we have the Kenes Tshuva here from 7:30 to 10:15. Some of them are Hebrew, some of them are English. Looking forward to everyone coming. There'll be a martyr now. Following a few minutes. Thanks again, Mark.